Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Hames. Been hanging out with you this morning. Looking at our current conditions outside the station here in Sitka, currently overcast and 50 degrees. We've got calm winds and 10 miles visibility over at the airport. This morning for the morning interview, I am joined in the studio from Alaska Native Sisterhood, Ms. Debbie Brinsfield. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. It's so good to be back.
Yeah, great to have you here. Thanks for coming, taking the time to come in. And you have an upcoming event that you are excited to talk to us about. What's going on?
Well, our annual ANS Camp for Summer Bazaar is going to be Friday, June 30th from 10 to 2. We're real excited. It is a Friday, and I did call the visitor center, Andrew. There will be only one ship.
Okay.
And 2,800 people.
All right.
So the locals can come out of hiding. It's safe to come downtown.
So that doesn't warrant a street closure, right?
No street closure. That's
okay.
Right.
So the street will be open. Locals can venture out, as you said, come down Lincoln Street if they want to, or down Catlian Street and make their way to A and B Hall.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about the bazaar. How long has it been going on?
Oh, gosh. We've done this for 20 years that I know of, probably longer. And Helen McCardo, who trained me 15 years ago. She's an amazing artist. I think she still makes earrings in her home, but she doesn't do the bazaars anymore. And a lot of our favorite artists and vendors have kind of, aged out. They've just gotten older and
sure.
They're not up to carrying things in and setting them up and all that. So we miss them, but we are looking for junior vendors that have not shown their work, and it might be cards or jewelry or fur or anything, and we'd love to have them come and join us, and I will give them a special rate. We are really eager to get new artists and new vendors coming in.
Okay. So, yeah, in the past, it sounds like, as you said, kind of at a point of generational transition with the event, which I think lots of organizations are going through that. But what types of tables have been featured in the past? If someone's thinking, well, maybe I can sign up, what are people usually selling or featuring?
Well, we have all kinds of vendors. Like, we have the artists, and we have the jewelry makers, the card makers, and we have people that make candy that have done very, very well. And we really have enjoyed the fact that a lot of people can even sell their gardening, like their flowers and stuff.
Okay.
That's happened. And the lady did wonderfully. She filled her table up with flower arrangements from her garden.
Mm-hmm.
And made hundreds of dollars. So that's just something that you don't think of that's just lying around in your own backyard.
Okay.
And there's also, people that are artists that do the fur trimming, and that's a real specialty. And people look forward to seeing that. That's a real favorite that people look forward to seeing.
Do people, have there been like food vendors in the past?
Like I said, we have candy vendors
and
food vendors would be welcome. We haven't had it in the past. I've had Jessie do her hot dog stand out at Christmas time, and that went really, really well.
Okay.
So, but I would welcome food vendors. If you make something here in Sitka in your home, that would be wonderful.
Excellent. So, can you kind of walk us through the process if somebody is interested in pursuing this option and manning a table? How do they go about contacting you?
So they would call me at 907-738-4323, or they could email me, and I'll say it and then spell it, debecodj@gmail.com, debecodj@gmail.com. And again, the number is 907-738-4323. And the tables that are $30, I'm really excited to offer the previous ANS vendors and farmers market vendors a rate of $25. That's an unheard of table price. It's really a great price.
Great. Okay.
And we really want to sell those tables. We really want to fill them up because we're going to have a lot of people in town, and we'll have a lot of locals that'll be coming. And we're doing a lot of PR, like I'm doing PSAs. I'm I'm doing community calendars on both radio stations, so it's really highly, highly advertised.
All right, and it's right, pretty much right in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, the best time, the best time. And we were not able to have a spring bazaar, so this is going to be a big one, our summer bazaar. And I would like to give a shout-out, Andrew, to my junior assistant, Cody Richardson.
Okay.
She is a junior member, and she is very active, and she's offered to make the signs.
Okay.
She just had her 17th birthday.
All right.
And we're very proud of you, Cody. You better start making them signs, girl.
Well, happy birthday, Cody.
Yeah.
So in an ideal setting, about how many tables could you accommodate at this bazaar?
About 25.
About 25.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned, in addition to tables, you would also love to feature some entertainment during the time, right?
Yeah, if you're a musician and you'd like to occupy the stage, I'd love for you to give me a call. Sometimes we have several different musicians, so you don't have to do it the whole 3 hours.
Okay.
So, yeah, we would love to hear from you.
Okay. So you're really looking for any type of musical act or some sort of entertainment.
Yeah.
There's a pretty narrow stage at the A and B Hall, but you could accommodate maybe if somebody wanted to do a dance or something like that?
Well, we have enough chairs, and we accommodate, like, several musicians together at one time.
Okay.
It is a narrow stage, but it's okay just if you want to sit and play. You're not dancing or anything like
right.
that.
Right. Okay. So this should be a pretty busy weekend for A and B Hall. You said it's unrelated, but the farmer's market starts the very next day,
correct? Farmer's market is the very next day, and we're really proud of the farmer's market, and we're always looking forward to them starting up, and they do it every other Saturday after July the first Saturday.
Okay, so the bazaar, as you said, is on the 30th.
Friday, June 30th.
Friday the 30th.
10 to 2.
10 to 2, and featuring tables of art and homemade crafts, items, hopefully a good variety of
jellies,
things.
Jellies, jams. And I'll tell you, we have I want to give a shout out to two very favorite vendors that always come to our bazaars, and people are always looking for their table. It's just Pauline Duncan and Sarah Williams.
Okay.
They're really two favorite artists, and we love them and just wanted to give them a little shout out.
Okay. Awesome. I like the shout outs that you're doing. So what in the past, just kind of wrapping up, what is it about the bazaar that, so you said it's been going on 15, 20 years.
Longer than that.
Okay. You've just been involved with it that long.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you love about the summer bazaar? What do you look forward to?
You know, you have people coming in the door, and it's like old home day, and you might be coming in the front and hugging some vendors. And then by the time you get to the back, people are calling your name, and you're having to quickly say hello to the tables that are in front of you to get to the back to say hello and get hugged. So
yeah.
I just love that about it. I call it old home day.
I love that. Yeah, yeah. Just that sense of community. And as you said, you walk in the front door, so by the time you get to the back, you're part of the family.
People are grabbing at you, yeah.
That's great. So can you, one more time, give us that, I'm sure this information, is there somewhere else people can look for this information too, aside from the community calendar?
It's in the paper.
Okay, so in the newspaper.
Like I said, I've got community calendar. It's on the community calendar on both radio stations. But I'll tell you again, it's Friday, June 30th, 10 to 2, and it's at 235 Catlian at the AMB Founders Hall. And we really, really want to highlight anybody that's sitting on their talent and thinking, oh, it's just not good enough. I promise you it's good enough, and people would love it. Come and get a table and see what you can do. You'll be amazed.
All right, so we're just about 2 weeks away from that. Tomorrow's Friday. Yep, 2 weeks from tomorrow then is the date. So it's go time. Get your stuff together and contact Debbie. What's your contact number one more time, Debbie?
907-738-4323. And I am doing a PSA on Raven Radio, so you'll have that running throughout the commercial. So
okay,
just listen, look, and you'll see us.
Okay. Well, I wish you the very best with
thank
the Summer
you,
Bazaar.
Andrew.
It sounds very fun. And thank you for coming in and for all the work that you do to help get this going.
Thank you so much.
All right. Again, I've been speaking with Debbie Brinsfield here with Alaska Native Sisterhood, highlighting our Summer Bazaar coming up on June 30th. I'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll look at the full zone forecast and some other announcements coming up. Stay tuned here on Morning Edition.